Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our joy to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. I pray that you tune in each day and that you tell others to do so. Let me remind you that this is a Q&A program. That means that you can call in, ask questions, have dialogue and discussion. You're welcome to call 831-0917, 831-0917. Get your telephone call directed to the radio station, right to our microphones, so that we can have the dialogue and discussion. I believe we have an exciting subject today, a subject that many may not even be aware of as we face the issue. Let me remind us, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Jesus has already said in John chapter 14 that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So Jesus says, "Thy word is truth," John 17:17. He's already said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus further identifies that in John 14, verse 6, where Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth," not a truth, some truth, a partial truth, but the truth. So truth is fountainheaded out of the Word of God as relates to who Jesus Christ is. So let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on a pretty firm foundation. Not based on ideological philosophy, not based on denominational dogma, some rites, rituals, rules, or regulations. It's not based on some vacillating scripture. The Pope has just said that he's completely changed, dramatically changed, the Lord's Prayer. There's no place in the Word of God where any pope, any preacher, anybody has the authority to change the Word of God, because Jesus says, "I am the way, I am truth, I am life." The Word of God is truth, not what some pope says, or some leader says, or some denomination or religion might say. Jesus Christ is truth. So as we face the issues each day, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I recommend the book to you. It's called the Bible. I recommend that you study it, you read it, you meditate on it, hide the Word of God in your heart, that we will have a defense mechanism that's called Scripture. Based on Scripture, we can stand and face the issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a subject today. At first, it might sound a little quirky as far as the title that I've chosen to give this particular issue, but hear me, it is a vital subject, a vital issue that I believe we need to understand is taking place in our American system today. And generally, when something like this takes place, it's a juggernaut running across the nation, and it'll affect all of us and all of our systems if we're not very, very careful. We're talking about a subject today, the issue today. Who's to say who is crazy? Who's to say who is crazy? Ladies and gentlemen, the government in Texas is now moving toward allowing the socialist, governmental-controlled secular school system to determine just who's crazy and just who's not. Yes, it seems that the knee-jerk response to a school shooting in recent years is now to allow a non-medically trained, non-professional in that realm, school personnel, to analyze your child and determine that your child is mentally ill or not. You heard me right. The supposed goal is to, of course, identify the crazy person, that person that is mentally unstable, that may become the next school shooter. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, I have some scary articles on my desk before me that I'm just going to read you throughout this broadcast some blurbs from them so that you will understand what we're talking about. Literally, in this discussion today, we're talking about the Senate bill in Texas. It has already passed and is waiting for the governor to sign it. It is Senate Bill 11, House Bill number 18 and 19. It's supposed to be a school security bill. And yes, mixed in there, it's talking about some things that are proper school security. And that's generally the way poison gets into the system, is by having a gallon of grade A vitamin D milk, vitamin A milk that is proper and well developed, and you open the seal, you put one drop of arsenic in it, shake it up real good, and who wants to take a swallow? That's generally the way our fine legislators across America slip in things that's there because of the lobbyist and because of their funds that they're receiving from the lobbyist to do so. But here's the summary of Senate Bill 11 and House Bill 18 and 19 in the state of Texas. Governor Abbott is now having to consider whether or not to sign it or veto it. There's a lot of pressure on him to veto it, and I would agree with that. The summary of that bill says, relating to policies, procedures, and measures for school safety and mental health promotion in public schools and the creation of the Texas Child Mental Health Care Consortium. Now, if that's not a mouthful, nothing is. You know the story about passing legislation. It's not the skeleton that's called the legislation that is the danger. It's when the bureaucrats sit down at a desk, they're not elected, sit down at their desk and decide how to do the enabling legislation on that. That is how to set up the rules and the regulations to put it into effect. And ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, and it's from the Rutherford Institute. It is John Whitehead, the president of the Rutherford Institute. Title of the article, this particular one, and I'll be referring to it several times in this broadcast, the law would let schools diagnose kids mentally ill. That's the title. That's the reason I've come with the title of this broadcast, Who's to Say Who's Crazy. Leaders of some 130 organizations are writing Texas Governor Greg Abbott of the possible dangers of a proposed law designed to improve school safety. It's because the bill would require schools to set up a, quote, threat assessment team, end quote, to identify students deemed a suicide risk and turn them into mental health authorities. Quote, even the most well-intentioned governmental law or program can be and has been perverted, corrupted, and used to advance illegitimate purposes once profit and power are added to the equation, which is the concern of these school safety laws, said constitutional lawyer John Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute. Whitehead says, this program, talking about the Senate Bill 11 and House Bill 18 and 19, this program is part of a nationwide push to empower non-medically trained individuals. Now, if that doesn't frighten, nothing does. Hear me. We're asking the question, who's to say who's crazy? And there's a law in Texas that's already passed the House and the Senate, waiting for the governor's signature to make it law, to implement it, that will allow non-trained, non-medically trained, that are in the realm of mental illness training and psychiatry or psychology, without that training, will allow them to make a decision on the children in the state of Texas if they're crazy. I'm using that term. They call it mentally ill. This program is part of a nationwide push to empower non-medically trained individuals to identify, label, and refer students for treatment who they believe may exhibit suicidal mentally ill behavior. Worse, these threat assessments, no matter how inaccurate or how subjective, could stigmatize your child's life, your child for the rest of his life, said John Whitehead, a signatory of the letter sent to Governor Abbott. This bill, by the way, that's in the state of Texas is the outgrowth, the birth outgrowth of the May 2018 shooting at the Santa Fe High School, where 10 people were left dead and 13 wounded. And by the way, just a few of the 130 signatories of that letter to Governor Alba. Among other endorsers of the letter were Southern Baptist of Texas, Texas Eagle Forum President Tracy Bradford, Rachel Moore Malone of the Gun Owners and American of America, and Lacey Hull, We the Parents Coalition. They are asking Albert to veto the bill, not only because it could unfairly label a child, but because it could be used as a Trojan horse to allow the pharmaceutical companies to push antipsychotic drugs on your children and empower schools to override parental decisions regarding the counseling and treatment of your child on issues of suicide and mental health. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the end result of this could be devastating across America. And generally, whatever happens in major states like Texas and California will be handed down as an authorization for legislators to pass it in other states, especially when you have pharmaceutical reps that are high-paid lobbyists that are bribing, that are paying our legislators to pass legislation that will have something tucked in it that will allow them to push their product. And this is dangerous when it's being pushed in the American schools. Here's an article that says school safety laws requiring threat assessment in psychiatric centers could override parents' rights, subject children to forced medication. Dateline Austin, Texas. The Rutherford Institute is sounding the alarm over the so-called school safety legislation passed by Texas legislature that requires schools to form a threat assessment team to identify students who are deemed suicidal risk or those students that are considered having a mental issue or a mental problem. And Rutherford goes on in this document, very much like the previous one, said even the most well-intentioned governmental law or program can be at its very has been in the past, perverted, corrupted, and used as an advanced illegal purpose once profit and power added to the equation. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, who's to say who's crazy? And in this instant, where Senate Bill 11 and House Bill 18 and 19 combined, they've gone back and taken some old legislation going back from 2014 and 15. They're modifying it, bringing it up to date, if you will, and they're adding these additional tentacles to the bill to make it look as though it's something to help the children of the state of Texas. But ladies and gentlemen, this is why I think it's very, very dangerous, and it's being pushed across the nation today, where you can have hotlines to call. You can have the 800 numbers where you can call and report to governmental authorities. If you have a friend, a relative, neighbor, acquaintance, a co-worker, brother, or sister that you think might be mentally unstable, and you know that they have a weapon, and you could report them and allow the government to go in and confiscate the weapons. Do you realize right here in the state of Florida, just as of last September, don't know what the update number would be, over 450 guns had been confiscated through court action as a result of relatives calling and telling on or reporting their other relatives that they may be mentally ill or unstable or dangerous. That sets the precedence, ladies and gentlemen, that it is search and seizure without a warrant. That sets the precedence that you can violate the Constitution and our amendments of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, just because somebody drops a nickel or dime on you, as it used to be called, by making a telephone call and making an accusation. Ladies and gentlemen, suppose the supposed goal is to identify the person that could become the next school shooter. Just how can anyone predict the evil act of murder? How can a team of any kind predict what's going to happen in that evil, wicked heart? You see, we banned God from the classroom. We banned the Bible. We banned the Pledge of Allegiance. We banned prayer. And now we're expecting a child to do anything other than have an evil act, an evil thought, when in realization that we are created in the image of God, but we are free moral agents, and there is that sin factor that can cause anyone at any time to do something, regardless of what it may seem on the outside, and this makes it very dangerous. There is no evidence that a school personnel, non-trained persons, could have any success or any hope of success in targeting and preventing an evil act. It can't be done. So let's just get straight, let's just get this issue straight. Let's just think for a moment about what we're talking about. We're talking about allowing a school system, a governmentally controlled school system, a governmental entity called the public schools. We're talking about this governmentally controlled school system that is supposed to be now going to be able to be the arbiter of who's crazy and who's not, and therefore either start medicating that child or put that child in an institution that may or may not be correct. Here's number one. Now, teachers in our schools, our kids are being taught today, ladies and gentlemen, Islam is peaceful. Even the teachers, through their teaching in this subversive act of teaching in our public schools, are teaching the kids in all states, just about every state across America, in the public school textbooks. The teachers are teaching them that Islam is peaceful, and they're even teaching them the Shahada, that is the conversion prayer of Islam, where your children are expected, kids and grandkids, expected to stand and recite the conversion prayer of Islam. There's only one God, and his name is Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. That is the conversion prayer of Islam. And that's being taught in our public schools, these same schools now that say they're going to be able to decide who's crazy and who's not. Ladies and gentlemen, secondly, the same governmentally controlled schools, the same teachers of our children via the so-called sex education, teaching homosexuality, transgenderism, and all kinds of perverted sexual acts, and they're saying that it's normal, and now they want to teach our kids who's crazy and who's not. They want to try to ascertain who is on the borderline of being mentally ill. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I call what we're doing in our schools a mental illness problem. But yet you're going to evaluate the sons and daughters and our grandkids in the public school system and make an make a decision whether or not they're crazy. Number three, these same school systems, these same teachers teach sodomy as a normal lifestyle. In fact, they provide videos on how to, and now they want to allow these same teachers, these same so-called educators, these same so-called professionals in the governmentally controlled system that's brainwashing our kids in sexuality, they want them to determine just who's crazy and who's not. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the irony of a law of this type? And if you would allow me to say, the sheer stupidity of doing this? Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. Delighted to have you jump in at any point. You can ask your questions. You can have dialogue and discussion. You can disagree with me if you like to. 831-0917 is the telephone number. 831-0917 is the telephone number. Ladies and gentlemen, number three, the same governmentally controlled educational system that loudly claims teachers are not qualified to use weapons in the school to protect your children and mine now believe that they can diagnose evil and determine someone's mental illness. You know what I'm saying? These same educators, the same school system, the same governmentally controlled brainwashing institution that loudly claim, and they're claiming across America, that no, please don't allow teachers to be armed. Please don't have armed security in the schools, because somehow, some way, that's bad, that's difficult, and it will be horrendous damage mentally and psychologically for our kids. They're saying that they're not qualified to do that, but now they're saying that they want the teachers and the educators in the school, those that are non-trained in the medical realm in any form or any fashion, without any medical credentials at all, they're now saying they're qualified to determine who's mentally ill. Scares me to death. Number four, this same governmentally controlled system that allows state after state to legalize marijuana that can cause mental illness. Listen, the same government that allows marijuana, pot, to be sold, that causes schizophrenia, that causes mental illness, that it's the gateway to every other drug in the world, including the opioids, as they're so concerned about from state and federal levels, where some 73,000 per day being, I believe, 73,000 a day, astronomical number across America, maybe it's a week or a month, that's dying as a result of the opioid epidemic. Hundreds of billions of dollars being expended of your tax money and mine out of federal and state coffers. And it's the gateway is marijuana, and marijuana is being legalized in state after some 30 states now have legalized marijuana. And yet the federal government, the federal law says it's illegal, but the federal law is being overlooked in that realm, being ignored, and these laws are being passed state after state after state. that's destroying a child's life, his psyche, his emotion, his mental well-being, being destroyed by the same governmental authorities that's now saying the governmentally controlled schools will have the authority to determine what children are mentally ill, that is crazy, if you please, and who's not. The same governmental system that's allowing marijuana to be packaged and sold in all kinds of forms that intrigue children. Look at the state of Colorado. You have all crime going up 547% as a result of the legalization of marijuana since January 2013. You have the emergency rooms filled with overdoses. You have kids dying in the state of Colorado and the state of California and others with the marijuana that's on the open market being sold because kids are taking that and being overdosed by some candy bar that's laced with it. Yes, this same governmental agency, ladies and gentlemen, the public school system that cannot provide academic education for our students are now supposedly going to be qualified to ascertain who's crazy and who's not. Ladies and gentlemen, the public school system in the United States of America is at the lowest level it's ever been in the history of American education. And now they're planning to analyze our children without parental consent, without parental knowledge and or permission. And they will destroy the child's future and or get your child addicted to some psychotic drugs. Just who is the crazy one? That's my question. Is it the child that's supposed to be nuts? Is it the university, the school system? Is it the educational system? Is it the governmentally controlled system that, as William Barr calls it in other cases, putting the thumb on the scale? Is that what we see happening? We didn't see these kind of chaotic conditions in America 50 years ago when the Bible was in the classroom, when pledge allegiance was there, when we could pledge the flag, when we could pray, when we could read scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, this same governmentally controlled public school system that claims any visible armed police on campus could cause psychological harm to our child now claim that they can really say just who's crazy. I find it asinine, completely stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, the public schools, a governmentally controlled system, and just think now just how good the government is at medical treatment of our veterans. Just think now, we're talking about a governmental system that's going to institute and implement a program to ascertain the stability mentally and with the acuity in its child, kindergarten through high school in the state of Texas where this applies. But I'm concerned because it'll go across the nation if it goes into act, goes into force there. But this same governmental system that is unable completely to provide proper medical treatment for our veterans. Just consider just how much our government has failed at border security. Just consider how much failure we've seen in so-called Obamacare. Think of the failure and the breakdown and the bankruptness of our Social Security system. And now we want this same governmental system, the same governmental institutions to somehow evaluate our children and our grandchildren with non-trained, unqualified bureaucrats, school employees to determine these school employees that may or may not be receiving benefits, i.e. funds from the pharmaceutical industry that will be funding the psychotic drugs that the institutions in the school and those that will affirm the condition of the school children in school that will be able to have them put on some type of psychotic drug. How much are those bureaucrats going to be paid in the back doors and the back rooms and the negotiation that will cause them to evaluate hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands upon thousands of children to be mentally unbalanced that will get them on that psychotic drug? Unqualified school employees that will determine if a child is at risk to society. I say no, 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 10,000 times no. Ladies and gentlemen, remember, this is a state school system that we're talking about, where our children are taught that evolution is fact and that biblical creationism is fiction. The same school system, ladies and gentlemen, that causes one to believe, teaching our children that they evolved from a blob in the ocean or evolved from some monkey on a tree and that we're simply highly developed monkeys. Can you imagine this same system evaluating your children and mine, our grandkids across America, to determine if they are crazy, if they're mentally ill, if they're unstable, if they're a risk to society? Can you imagine the reputation that can be ruined for our sons and our daughters and the future generations as a result of that? Ladies and gentlemen, this article says they're asking the governor, Abbott, to veto the bill, not only because it could unfairly label our children, but also because it could be used as a Trojan horse to allow pharmaceutical companies to push antipsychotic drugs on children and empower schools to override any parental decision regarding the counseling and or treatment their child might get and or any mental illness or suicidal thoughts. The idea that one could pinpoint those who will potentially become dangerous and then get them the help they need is aberrant to us. No one can predict evil. Even if they could, there's nothing to suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that mental health treatment can prevent it, according to what we find in the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, using threat assessment teams to scrutinize children, question children, and offer some type subjective assessment of risk without providing that information, that material to the parents and or doing so, someone said, and may I remind us, this is from John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, he says, without providing the true information on the frailties of such assessments and without any full Miranda warnings is an affront to any parent and the civil rights groups, end quote. He said, what defines a risk? The problem with mental screening in general and with labeling at-risk children with psychotic label is that the already admittedly subjective diagnostic criteria are even more difficult to apply to a child. Further, they warn, mental health education is more likely to become an indoctrination tool and a marketing tool rather than being helpful to the child. And he concludes by making this statement. We believe that families, their chosen communities, and their churches are charged with our children's social, emotional, and moral education. There has been increasing controversy over some schools teaching about family values, relationships, belief systems, or behaviors. Transparency has always been a problem. We do not support any legislation that would allow our role or God-given duties to be undermined by the state governmental authorities. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble when we see this. These same governmental brainwashing institutions are having drag queens come into our school classrooms and give storytelling to the kindergartners all the way through high school. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in danger if this happens. How can we allow the government that allows marijuana, including pot-laced cookies, gummy bears, chocolate bars, et cetera, to be in the hands of children? How can we allow the same system to be analyzing your child and mine in the future generations to determine if they're nuts or not? Perhaps I'm putting it too glibly. Yet what can we expect of our government and the way they're treating our children and our current generation? What can we expect from our children today? The young people today, when God and prayer and Bible and even the pledge to the flag has been abandoned and removed from the classroom. We must once again, ladies and gentlemen, teach our sons and our daughters the Word of God. We must pray. We must point them to Jesus Christ, who is the only hope, the only way, the only truth in all of the world today. May I remind us, we need to be careful. We need to go back to the Scripture. We need to humble ourselves before God, pray and seek God, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land, to heal our homes, and to heal our kids today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're treading on dangerous waters when we allow this to take place, if we allow it to happen. We're talking about this in Texas today, but it will be a juggernaut across the nation. We need to pray and keep on looking up for our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.